Now.
All right. Welcome to Man Talk Radio Podcast. I'm Will Hardy, one of your co-hosts.
And I'm Roy Jones Jr., your other co-host.
And Roy, you know, we've been talking about these 45 goals for communist takeover on any country. And I think it's been interesting. We're coming up on, you know, halfway through our 45 list. And this next one, I think it really hits home because just about every home in America has a TV or some type of media, you know, within their reach.
Yeah, especially with telephones today, they've got everything in their reach, don't they?
So what's that number 21 say?
Number 21 says gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures.
Now, if you notice what it said there. It said key positions. So to me, that means if you have ownership, you know, if you look at a man like George Soros, you know, who has a monopoly just about on a lot of TV and radio stations. And when you have control in that sense, what it means is you can control what you say and what people hear. Oh, and so, you know, I'm reminded of what Jesus said in Mark 4 and 24. He said, take heed on what you hear, because with the same measure you meet, you shall be measured to you again. So, and if you hear the gospel, he said, more of the gospel will be given to you. But if you hear more of what the world has to say through the media is designed to control that. So, and you remember when we were talking about the Trinity of Man, you know, that the two most important senses are what you see and what you hear. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the emphasis of what Jesus was putting on, you know, because right before that particular verse, he was talking about being a light. And you don't put a lamp or a light underneath the bed. You put it on a lampstand so everybody can see. So the same holds true that in that sense, that nothing will be kept secret. And that's everything right. A person does will become to light. And that's prior to that. So that's why I said, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Let him hear what the media is putting out. Let him hear those things that go against the gospel message.
Mm. And in today's time, that could be let them see as well, right?
Based absolutely
on what we're talking about. Yeah, and number 22, Will, and we know that before we move to 22, we know that media has such a major impact. Look at the difference that social media has made in every subject matter that we have ever talked about in our lifetime. Stuff that used to be kind of non-issue stuff has gone ballistic, right? Because social media, somebody will take a video of something and just then it runs wild. It goes, you know, several million views before you know it, just because it's an altercation, if it's a discussion or whatever. So we know that media has a huge impact in our daily walks. And that's what's so key, I think, for us as followers of Christ, is that we've got to make sure we're limiting the amount of exposure we're putting ourselves in front of the worldly stuff and the worldly items and topics and discussions and nuances. If we don't, then we get further and further away from the gospel. I think we get further and further away from the church. So we're moving the church into the world rather than moving the world into the church, like we've talked about many times.
Yeah, and see, social media, of course, it depends on who we're listening to, because
exactly,
again, media is not bad. It's what is portrayed through the media. See, the media is like anything else. It's a vehicle. It's a tool, you know, and it's just like money, you know. And 1 Timothy, I think it is 6, when Jesus talked about money, he didn't say money is the root of all evil. He said the love of money. So if we let money control us, just like if we let TV and the media control us, see, because the TV and media and all of the other things that's out there can be used to proclaim the gospel and have been out there to proclaim the gospel.
Yeah, you're right, Will. The number, right, the frequency or the number of opportunities for the positive, for the gospel, for the spiritual building, it doesn't get advertised, I guess. And I'm sure there's quite a few things out there, but there's still, it's a deliberate choice, right, to go get your your ears and your eyes on those types of media outlets, right?
And it's like anything else, you know, it's what we are pulled toward, what we're favor and what's gaining our attention, what's drawing our interest. And if the interest of the world is drawing us closer to the world rather than those things of Christ, then of course we're going to allow ourselves to be overcome by the enemy.
That's right. And you remember what Bishop Jackson said at our last co-ed event was, what are you allowing into your homes and into your worship centers? You know, mm-hmm. with that very challenge was what is the content? What's the quality of the content? What is the message of the content? And is it glorifying to your house and to God? You know, are you honoring Father when you're looking at whatever you're looking at or listening to whatever you're listening to, which is a good challenge for all of us, folks. I think that's something we should ask ourselves when we turn on the TV, you know, and you know, the Holy Spirit resides in you. So you should be asking yourself, is this edifying to the Holy Spirit? If it's not, then that should give you your answer about moving on to something that is. Number 22, we'll continue discrediting American culture by degrading all form of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substituting shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms.
Yeah, I think when you talk about awkward, shapeless, and meaningless forms, we're talking about abstract art. You know, when you look at something that really makes no sense, but only to the artist that created it, and if he has to explain what this artistic thing means to him, then, you know, I can't see how it could be interpreted any other way, because majority of the folks are going to look at it and they're going to say, what is this? You know, what message is this sending? What is the artist trying to say? And of course, again, you know, no man knows the heart of another man, you know, and when we come to that, that's of course in First Corinthians chapter 2. That no man knows the heart of another man except mm-hmm. the spirit of that man which is in him.
Mm-hmm.
Again, neither no man knows the spirit of God except by the spirit of God. So if the spirit of God is dwelling in us, then we know each other, you know, one from another, because the same spirit that dwells within me is dwelling within you. And so now, you know, we have a commonality there. We have a central focus, being born again, brothers in Christ. So, and again, when we see all of these things about, you know, certain statues being taken down and, you know, they have all of these tones, what's the ideology behind that? You know, that's the question I think we have to ask ourselves. What is the folks who are trying to erase history?
Mm-hmm.
What is their objective? What are they trying to gain, you know, by doing these things?
Right. And, you know, Will, if you talk to most people, they would say, even when they've been through tough seasons, they would say, you know, I wouldn't change anything about going through the season, but I don't want to go through it again. And, you know, I think oftentimes those things serve as reminders of where we came from, not that we're honoring or worshiping the journey we went through, but that it represents what we did go through. And I think that's where in this emotional response over the last several years, we've lost control. Some of that, I think, is kind of what you're leading to. What's the purpose behind tearing it all down and some of the things that we've torn down? You know, and then with this meaningless art, awkward and meaningless forms of art, it's just that, right? I think part of that is it doesn't provoke the human mind to think beyond what they're looking at. It's just it's meaningless, right? Versus an artistic expression that tells a story that speaks to the past or speaks to the future or speaks to the love of the Lord. And so I think that's one of those things that why they said control it. So then you make it meaningless and it doesn't have any impact to the masses because the masses aren't seeing it.
Absolutely. And see, when they create things like this, some of the premise behind creating it, and I'm not saying this is hold the case for all individuals who are artists and, you know, who make art like this, but they want you to see whatever it is you want to see in the art. And again, it goes back to what you just said. You know, it becomes meaningless. It becomes whatever I want it to be. If I see this in it, then the artist says, okay, if you see this in it, then that's what it means to you. Go with it. You know, and that might not be the intent behind why the art was created in the first place. So,
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that leads right into number 23, kind of what we've been talking about. Number 23 says, control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. So it kind of just, there's another element of what the whole intent of that abstract art is you're referring to, or meaningless and awkward forms, and versus other great content that could be used. And number 24, this is where we get into the meat of probably one of the largest issues that we've dealt with or are dealing with right now in our society, related to pornography and that sort of thing. Believe it or not, folks, this was written, what do we say, Will? It was 1960 range, right? Mm-hmm. So 63 years ago. And number 24 says, eliminate all laws govern obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. And we know that we basically, when this whole thing started with the internet craze, we had no limits. And today we still don't have any limits as it relates to obscenity and nudity and all those things that our children are being exposed to and marriages are being exposed to. We'll come right into 25 with you so you can speak to both of them. 25 comes right in behind. It says, break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. And Will, why don't you speak to how that's changed since 1960 and where we are today? Because that, I think, is important for our listeners to really take a pause and understand that.
Yeah, when you go back, Roy, and you look at, first of all, eliminating the laws. Again, we said that when an individual wants to do this, they're doing it under the guise of saying, I should have freedom to express myself. And of course, freedom of speech, you know, that's a constitutional law. But when you do it illegitimately and you're promoting illegitimate things as a result of that, then what you're saying is you're saying there's nothing illegal about me doing this. But the question is, it's immoral on what they're doing. So if you can make a person callous to the fact that, you know, when you see, you turn on the TV and you see, you know, homosexuality being broadcast over the TV and you say, oh, that's just two men or two women doing this, and we become callous to the fact, then it's almost like, I like using this example, to where if you're putting together two pieces of wood and you got a nail, and all of a sudden you're hammering that nail and you hit your thumb, and after a while you're working on another project and you hit your thumb again, and then 3 months later you hit your thumb again. Well, all of a sudden the first hit was painful, but with subsequent hits of the hammer on that thumb, that thumb will become callous to the fact to where the pain is not as intense as it was the first time you hit your thumb. And I think this is the message and the reason why, you know, the individuals who follow these communistic type thought processes, and Karl Marx in particular, you know, wants to do away with these things, because it's propagated through our society in such a way that everything now has become acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is sacred anymore when it comes to the Word of God, because they look at the Word of God and they say, well, that's archaic, you know, and it's obsolete. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, Adam and Eve was without clothing in the Garden of Eden. But the problem, see, is they don't look at the fact that when sin came, and then the shame as a result of sin, now God had to be the first one to kill animals to cover their shame and nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
And so, see, when we look at that and we say, okay, here we are now in today's time, and nothing is sacred. Absolutely nothing.
I agree.
We've come to this point, I think, to where we're just callous.
Desensitized.
Yep. Anything we look at is, we just go for it now.
Yeah. It's all okay. Well, number 26 kind of jumps right into what you were just saying, Will.
It says, Roy, let me make another point.
Sure. Go right ahead.
I remember when we was talking about pornography, and one of the major sites on the internet has about 4 billion hits a month. Mm-hmm. 4 billion. So when you look at the amount of people who are viewing that, and now when they view it, they want to go out and do it, especially those individuals who may have had a very rough lifestyle, and maybe they don't really have an association or can build a relationship with the opposite sex. So this is what happens. They come to this point and they say, well, I can view it here and then I can go out and do it. And of course, this creates all of these mindsets for them to say, I'm just going to go out and force myself on someone, you know, rather than take an approach and attempting to build a relationship because they have difficulty doing that.
Yeah, and let's talk about that right there, Will, is that, you know, folks, God intended for it to be within the confines of marriage, not outside of marriage. So it's one of the most beautiful things Father did for us is to allow that union between a man and a woman, and it's at the most intimate level. And we have basically, just back to Will's conversation earlier, we've desensitized what that even is in the marital relationship. And Will, the things that you just shared about they go out and do it, versus just looking at it, that is so true. Studies have shown that the mind has a disconnect and starts to rewire itself in terms of the senses and the reactions and the alertness of the physical response to what you're visually seeing. Men are visually stimulated. And so as that desensitization occurs in the mind, as a person starts in that pornographic journey, is that first it's pictures, still pictures, then it's movies, then it's from movies, it's violent movies, violent sex, violence against women. And then it moves on to even deeper things like rape and all that sort of stuff that they're actually filming. And then it takes a higher level of intensity for that person to be stimulated. And then at some point they have to act it out, just like you're talking about, Will. They have to go and chase that in physical. And that's where I think the young rapes are up amongst the young ladies. Violent sex crimes are up. We know without a doubt that sex trafficking is off the charts now globally. We've been involved with Land and Rescue and some of the things that they do related to saving these kids that are in sex trafficking. And folks, we've said this before, you know, this is in the confines of this 45 goals of communism. But we need to remind you that if you're in that loop, if you're in that stream of activity, you are culpable in the whole stream, not just what piece you're doing, because you're feeding into that machine of pornography and sex trafficking and all the things that go with it. And when you sit back and think about that, if you weren't creating a demand, then these things wouldn't be happening. And, you know, our producer sent some information to us here, I believe, Will, it says that there's a documentary on Netflix about Pornhub and how they allowed child pornography and child trafficking with their early business model. And that just goes back to what we've been talking about. And so I just, one of the other things too, is that he's mentioned to us, just a reminder, is that, you know, there's no relationship building in pornography. It's just about a physical interaction. It's a physical reaction. And then you move on, which we all know, back to the earlier comment, that it's the most beautiful thing God created for man and woman. And we continue to desensitize it, right? Continue to desensitize it. Well, Will, we're coming up on our cutoff time here. I think we'd like to close in prayer, Will, if you don't mind, for our audience. Folks, we thank you for listening today. We've got about, I think, 20 more of these items to cover with you, roughly 19. And we'll be back on the next show and try to wrap it up. But thank you so much for joining us. Will, why don't you close us out in prayer, and then we'll see the folks or talk to the folks on the next show and next week.
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to help enlighten our listeners on things that the enemy is attempting to come against, not only the people of God, but against countries and nations in particular. Lord, we thank you just for the voice that you have given us.
Yes.
So that we, as your servants, can stand against these things and inform the listeners and the public at large that the enemy wants to consume them with things that they know that they cannot have. So we just ask, God, that you continuously bless us as we continue to do your work, deliver the message of the gospel of peace with information that is relevant and meaningful for the listeners of this particular podcast. We thank you for our life. We thank you for the health that you have given us and the strength that you have given us to continue this journey. Yes. We just ask, God, that you bless each and every one of our listeners, and we thank them for their support. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to Man Talk, a ministry sponsored by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where we're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and to point men to their God-assigned roles. Now here's your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr.
Folks, this is Johnny, Talkman's producer for Man Talk Radio Podcast. I just want to remind you to join us every first, third, and fifth Friday for an amazing breakfast and fellowship with men who have a heart for God and a love for their fellow Christian men at The Crossing at South Main Campus, located at 1130 South Main Street, Kernersville, North Carolina, 27284. Doors open at 6:30 with a hard stop at 8 a.m. So come out and recharge your spirit before starting your weekend.
As we conclude today's show, TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, are building a community of men to be servant leaders in their home, communities, churches, and work environment. Check us out at our website for upcoming events and regular scheduled meetings. Don't forget to send us an email for topics that you would like us to visit in the future. Thank you for joining us today on Man Talk. Visit us at TAWCMM.com.